This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, Richard, interesting, some new Apple products are coming our way.
They are next Wednesday, Paul. Apple will make some announcements. So if you're looking to buy a new iPhone, can I just get you to hold off for the moment? I'll have to get up at 3 a.m. Wednesday morning to go along and listen to all of this. We will see the announcements of a new iPhone, probably a new Apple Watch 2, and a competitor to the Tile product by Apple. So Tile is a little Bluetooth tracker. Now, all the rumours around this I quite like because Bluetooth trackers are a great thing. So what you can do out there is put one of these in a bag, when you're at the airport, and you can see where your bag is coming off the plane. If somebody walks off with your bag, you can find out. You can find out where it is as well. The reason I really like Apple doing this is because there are so many iPhones around, what I believe they probably will announce, and we'll know more next week, is if something gets stolen, say your bag gets stolen and you've got a Tile tracker in it, every time it goes past an iPhone, they might get a message on their phone going, there goes Paul's bag, it's just walking by you right now.
So all over the world, people know where my bag has been lost.
Exactly right, but it allows you to track it all down. So I think that's great. iPhones will be in three sizes, 5.8-inch, 6.1-inch, and 6.5-inch screen. Triple-lens rear camera on them as well. Now, because it's all about the camera now, Paul, on an iPhone. You don't buy it to make phone calls or send texts or do anything. It's about the camera. So triple-lens rear camera, matte glass back this time, not the shiny glass back. And they're also saying improved shatter resistance, which is really good if you drop your phone a lot. Better water resistance in there as well. For the love of God, people, don't take your phone swimming or drop it in the pool. It's not designed for that, but it will probably help you out if you actually do it. And bilateral wireless charging, which means, say, Paul and I were together, he will be able to put his iPhone on top of my iPhone and I could give him a little bit of a charge. And let the jokes hit you on that. And it will be really, really quick. And they will get up, Paul, on the announcements, and they will say, this is the best iPhone we have ever made. They say that every year.
Yeah, so, now I guess, now before we get to how many people will be wanting one of these, because they line up all over the world, I want to just back up a little bit. You talked about the triple lens rear cameras. Now, what do you mean by rear camera? Because it's already got the camera on the rear anyway.
It has. So you will see three lens holes on the back now of the iPhone. So not just the one at the moment. You will see three distinct, like, little lenses on there as well. So it'll be able to take wide-angle shots, even wider than before.
Sort of CinemaScope.
Close-up CinemaScope, yep. Close-up shots as well, and then the in-between one.
All right. That explains it to me now. So, because often these wide shots that you try to take are currently, I don't know whether you've tried to take them, but they never work out properly, do they?
Oh, they don't. And that's why they're going for the triple. I mean, Samsung's have got them on there at the moment. There's a few of the makers around, and you know, Apple always just hang back and then try and do it just that bit better.
Terrific. So, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And now, if your computer is running slow, you always say, remember less is more, correct?
I do. I had a look at a computer during the week, and I thought I'd bring this up to you. Was asked to by, they said they'd taken it to somebody else, and then said we came straight back to you because we're still having issues. Now, on this computer, I removed a Avast antivirus, which I think is terrible anyway, McAfee antivirus, which I think is terrible as well, Norton antivirus, Malwarebytes, a thing called the Adware Web Companion, Adobe Flash Player, you don't need it anymore, people, WinRAR, which was bringing in malware, it still had malware infections on it, took all of these things off. It was running Windows 10, left it with Defender, running like an absolute dream. If somebody comes along to you, anybody out there, and says, let's put another antivirus on your computer, all it's going to do is slow it down, give it issues. Less is more, Paul.
Beautiful, beautiful. We must check on our computer too, because you've got all, you don't need half of this stuff that's on them.
No, you don't. You really don't. Nowadays, with Windows 10 on the, you know, Windows 10, browse with Google Chrome, use Defender, follow the rules, which we talk about all the time. Don't click links and emails, keep it up to date, and you're pretty well protected. People think the antivirus will do some miraculous job at saving you, but I've got to say it doesn't most of the time.
Okay, now, NBN. As soon as somebody says NBN, everybody seems to make the sign of the cross. But, however... they do. NBN speed around the country. What is the average NBN speed?
We're going to count from the best to the worst out there, Paul. So, you know, in Tasmania, it's 44.9. They're the best in the country, believe it or not.
What?
Darwin comes... Yes, 44 megabits per second. Darwin comes in second at 42 megabits per second. Victoria and Melbourne, 29 megabits per second. We're starting to get a bit of a drop-off here now, aren't we, Paul?
Yep.
So we've gone from 44 to 29. Canberra, now, they're 28. Now, Paul, I would have thought, with all the politicians in Canberra, that would have had lightning speed but it doesn't, 28.4.
They don't need internet speed there because they've got enough hot air to operate it.
Exactly right. Sydney comes in next with New South Wales at 27. Then I hate to say Queensland is next with 27.1 megabits per second as well. So, you know, you're right down there. And underneath that, Adelaide, South Australia, and then Perth is the worst in the nation. The NBN needs a bit of work here as well. They've also come along now and said that there is no plans to upgrade the speed of the network either in the next few years. So, you know, it's... not great, but it's people have got to remember, if you've got an NBN connection now, it was better than the ADSL connection that you had, but make sure you've signed up for the correct plan. I talk to people about this all the time. If you're on the 12 megabit plan, it is terrible. It's that plan is only designed to make sure that you can run a home phone in there. And what a couple of internet service providers are doing are selling a seniors plan. And that is the speed that they're using. And that's why you see a lot of seniors complaining about their internet speed and saying it's no better than ADSL, because it's not. So, yep, they're getting a cheap plan, but they're getting a cheap and nasty connection as well. So if you're out there and you're on that seniors plan, can I just urge you, get off it? Because it's awful.
Okay. And now, just having a look at the worst megabits, it's in Perth with 23.9, but I reckon there'd be one lower than that. There's one that's on one, and that is the Daintree. I'll tell you, the poor people on the Daintree, we've had calls from them, and they talk about their internet. It is just appalling there. Mossman and Port Douglas is not great. They're talking about putting in some other towers. But it's pretty ordinary here, but the Daintree, oh my goodness, you know, these people are trying to get decent internet connections and they just can't.
The thing that you have to hold out for now is the 5G network that's coming, because that is, it's smaller little towers that can go up, and they can actually connect, doing it in the States at the moment, they can actually connect them to like a telegraph pole. So, you know, that for people in outlying areas and people where the NBN doesn't work, I think the 5G will be the saviour for them.
Right. I'm reading your crap app of the week. I read the other bits, but I didn't get down to the crap app of the week. It is an absolute rip snorter this week. Tell us about it.
Okay. And people out there are going, God, this better be funny now, Richard, because Paul's really building up for you now.
Let me tell you, this is, I don't need to be technical to know this is absolutely the crap app of the week. Go for it.
Okay. Suppose you're a real idiot out there, Paul, and you've decided, you know what, I'd like to make my smartphone into a real hair trimmer or clipper. Why, you know, what a great idea to it. And it says on the site, this is one of the most realistic apps of its kind, perfect for jokes and entertaining children, simulating a real hair trimmer, clipper or shaver. If you need to entertain the kids by doing by running a smartphone over your head, there is really something wrong with you. Now, it's got high-quality sounds that change when moving the device near someone's head, and they've recorded the... They've recorded from a real razor. Knocked me over. I would never have guessed. The smartphone will vibrate to imitate a real clipper, and as you push it closer to your head, it will give you a more realistic experience. No, it doesn't. If you're running a smartphone over your head, you're looking like an idiot. Now, how to use it? It says you turn on the razor by tapping on it. You do on the screen. It will start to vibrate and make noise. Watch it suck the life out your battery on your smartphone. And they say if you don't have sound on there, turn up the volume on your phone. Well done. You must be a rocket scientist for doing that. And it says get the device screen close to the head of the victim and the sound will change, creating the illusion that you're actually cutting hair. No, you're not. You're looking like a knob just doing this. Now, it says, when you want to stop the razor, just touch the screen again and the haircut will be over. How about you really press hard on this app so it wobbles, little X on there, and delete the app. Real razor, that's the crap app of the week. Steer clear of it.
Mate, that is absolutely, you've outdone yourself with that one, mate. I mean, and people who are doing this, they need to get out more.
They need help. They really do. They need help.
Hey, mate, I've downloaded it. I've downloaded it. Hang on, here we go. Wait a minute.
Hang
on. I'm going to trim. Now, hang on. I'm just going to trim the sideburns. That is so ridiculous. And not only that, there's a picture of it here as well. Hang on. I'll just get the back of the hair here. I'll just get a few hairs out. Oh, hang on. What have I done? Hang on. That's the end of that. Oh, mate, that is magnificent. All right, well, give us your website, mate.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Oh, mate, you've just given me... The endorphins have been flowing, mate, so you've given me an enormous laugh. Thank you, mate.
All right, thanks, Paul. Talk to you and the listeners next week.
Okay, bye.